What about things that indicate you're successful? So I'm just using some norms. We see as signs of success that we're receiving resources and respect. So if you're making it in this world, your resources are increasing and you're receiving respect. So we regard that as they're very successful. We even use those words. You know, we tend to think material resources means success. So we say they're so successful. Their business is doing really well, blah, 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 blah. So resources might be seen to be a sign of success. People respecting you seem to be a sign of success. That we enjoy a lot of pleasurable activities because that comes with being successful. We have or enjoy a good reputation. And we're receiving praise. All of these are like signs of success from a worldly point of view. And they're actually called worldly concerns, because if we check, we get excited when we possess them, dejected when we lose them. We put a lot of time and energy into accomplishing these things. So I'm going to just read from two books tonight. I'm delighted to say that both of them, because they're Kadampa Dharma books, they're written by our teacher and founder, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche, whose image is behind me, who created this temple, Manjusri Center, and thousands of centers around the world. And he requested that both these books are free e-books. So I think you have on your seat a little pink card, maybe, for Transform Your Life. There's also a little blue card for Modern Buddhism. So I'm going to refer to both these books, How to Transform Your Life, A Blissful Journey, and Modern Buddhism, The Path of Compassion and Wisdom. Because these teachings are so important and literally life-changing, they will make you happy and they will solve your problems. Venerable Geshe-la requested, please can they go everywhere, freely, through the internet, eventually in every language in the world. And we're working on that. So at the beginning of Modern Buddhism, it doesn't even have a page number because it's the preface. We're on page 2 of the book. Venerable Geshe-la says, each and every living being has the sincere wish to avoid all suffering and problems permanently. So that's our real wish. We have two common wishes. Every living being has these two same basic wishes: to be happy all the time and to be free from problems, pain, suffering all the time. Those are our common wishes, but we don't know how to accomplish these things. Normally we try to do this using external methods. So that means material development. But no matter how successful we are from a worldly point of view. So that's a wonderful expression. No matter how successful we are from a worldly point of view. And then Geshe-la gives a little list. No matter how materially wealthy powerful or highly respected we become. So that's worldly success. We're wealthy, powerful, highly respected. You know, the news is full of such people, like as though it's a goal that we all aspire to attain, to be wealthy, respected, powerful, etc. So no matter how materially wealthy, powerful, or highly respected we become, so this is successful from a worldly point of view. We shall never find permanent liberation from suffering and problems. This is true. Worldly success doesn't bring freedom from pain and problems. It's very clear. It's so clear. So even though this is labeled success, from a worldly point of view, the actual aim, which is to be free from problems and happy all the time, isn't accomplished by worldly success. So it's quite important we think deeply about these things. So please don't misunderstand. The teaching isn't don't become wealthy, don't become powerful, don't become respected, don't have a good reputation. That's not the teaching. The teaching is, yeah, you can have all these things and be successful from a worldly point of view, but it doesn't mean you'll be free from pain, problems. It doesn't mean you'll be happy, because worldly success isn't the criteria for happiness. We need to think, carefully think, use the human faculty of your own reasoning and experience to reach correct conclusions. Let's not just follow blindly the views of normal society. We have to think, is this helpful or harmful? Is this valuable or not valuable? We have to use our wisdom, discriminate.